Alan, what do we know about bevacizumab in the older patients?
We haven't broken it down yet by age in the study. We haven't looked at the results based on age. But of course, there were no limits based on age. But if it's similar to previous ECOG studies, there'd be about 20-25% over the age of 65 and probably less than 10% over the age of 75. And rarely anybody over 80, typically.
How do you approach adjuvant therapy and also first-line metastatic disease in patients in their 70s?
In the metastatic setting, more often in that age group would be carboplatin-based regimen, either GEM or paclitaxel.
With Bev?
Yeah. To tell you the truth, I haven't had too many. I just did start, actually, a gentleman who's in his mid-70s on paclitaxel carbo and bevacizumab.
And what kind of prior history would make you, other than the ECOG 4599, would make you maybe hesitate more in the elderly, or do you just use the same criteria?
I agree with Ruggiero. I'm a little leery of the 80 and over. I just don't think we have very many folks on those studies that are that age. If they were very, very fit, I would consider putting them on, but I'd be very cautious. I probably restrict it to a PS0, somebody who's really fit at that age bracket. Adjuvant therapy, again, I tend to treat the elderly irrespective of age, just performance status, but I'm more cautious about performance status as they get over the age of 75.
Mark, patients in their 70s, adjuvant therapy and first-line metastatic disease.
Yeah, I tend not to use age as the criteria. To me, it's all about comorbid illness and also patient preference too. But I don't let age change my plan of care. And I think the data supports that too, that they seem to do just as well and have a little bit more toxicity, but there's never been any compelling analysis to say that the toxicity is substantially worse.
Again, Bev, first-line metastatic disease, patients in their 70s. Use it?
I would use it.